I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
You ever feel left out of the action? You know, life, especially with Facebook and all, everything going on everywhere else with everyone else, and you feel relegated to a slightly irrelevant role, just a bit part. Living life is just an extra, left sitting and watching the more glamorous, the more heroic and athletic and successful, the more award-winning. Well, I just want to say, you're not alone. Except, well, to be honest, you are completely alone. You are alone, but we all are. And that's why you're not. Because we're all alone in this together. Everyone feels this way. Even those who become glamorous or they win athletic awards, as soon as you achieve something, you immediately start telling yourself, well, my thing isn't as valuable now because I can do it. Everyone feels this. We're all alone in this together, but we're together. It is so easy for me, for you, to think that you're just sitting in the audience of life when the truth is you are on the stage. You don't have a choice in this. You are on the stage. Not only are you not irrelevant, you are, in several respects, the center of attention. Hebrews says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author, the writer, and perfecter of our faith. And he's not only the author, the writer, he's the director too, as well. It says Proverbs 16, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps, if you'll let him. If you'll let him. So the point of this message really today is this. Just get your eyes off of everyone else's story. Just stop. Focus on the writer, director, and perfecter of yours. Stop staring. Start starring. You are a star. According to the angel that visits Daniel, the angel of the Lord comes and tells Daniel that those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens and those who lead many to righteousness. And God has surrounded you with people that you're having an influence on right now. You just have to decide what influence. Those who lead many to righteousness, they shine like the stars forever and ever. Hollywood stole that from God. He's the first one to call us stars. He says, your life has an impact for my kingdom on those around you. You're a star. You're a star. You are. You are the ultimate reality show. You know? And we've got a heavenly audience. The audience at home, the big home, the true home, the home we go that we're returning to is cheering you on. Jesus said, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. You might be alone, but wow, what a stage. And you got all of us with you here to share our alones together. There's rejoicing over one sinner who repents. And that is not a one-time thing. That is an ongoing, day-by-day role of a lifetime. It is all about building character. So what kind of character are you and the author creating together? Remember, he's the writer, director, you're the star, so action, action. He chooses the challenges, he's the writer, he chooses the challenges that will build our character. He directs the responses we should follow, but you alone decide the direction and action you will take. And for the most part, we know his direction. We know his direction. But will you act? That's the question. Will you act? Every moment of every day, our writer-director is calling action. And right then, the world is calling distraction. And you got to choose. Every one of us, we have to choose. Can you take direction? Do you even know your role? Do you know your part? Been memorizing your lines? Jesus said to those who believed in him, so if you believe in him, this is to you, remain in me as I remain in you. Just stop there for a moment. Do you want and appreciate having Jesus in your heart? Well, he wants you in his word. That's his heart. That's his love. That's him. And I love that he puts these two things together. You want me in you. I want you in me. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. And I'm resisting the urge to do a pun on Hollywood and vine. But I just did, didn't I? I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. You see, the star owes everything to the writer, director. And if we remain faithful to our author, then we'll come to understand the infinite power and wealth and love of our producer, our creator, also known as Dad. Our Father. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God the Father, then God the Father remains in him and he in God. We have come to know, but that's not enough. We have come to know and to believe in, you know, to act on the love God has for us. God is love. Well, you want to memorize a verse. There you go. Let's say that together. Three words. God is love. Say it backwards. Love is God. Now forwards. God is love. It just couldn't be made more simple. God is love. And whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. Are you in love with God? Are you in God with love? How do we remain in love so we can remain in God? Very simple. You got to remain, because you remain in him, you remain in Jesus, you remain in the word, you remain in their heart. It's all the same. It's all the same means. It's not the same thing, but it's as though it's one. Jesus said, if you remain, you see a theme here. If you remain in my word, you will truly, as opposed to falsely or self-deceivingly, you'll truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Because you'll begin to take on the character that he has created just for you. Just for you. There's a shame that comes to all of us, a sense of shame from feeling less than, from feeling left out, from feeling worthless, that can only be healed by the significance that can only be found in the Father's infinite love and adoration, that he really loves us. He loves you. You're alone in this, but we all are together. But to realize he loves you. And we come to understand this in his son, to where it's more than words. We can feel. It's tangible. Substance. And we come to understand his son in his word. And knowing this truth deep inside attaches us to the vine that produces the fruit that will free us from the fear and the failings that bind us and keep us in bondage. And the more we remain in it, his word, his heart, his love, him, the more it remains in us. We must remain true, true love to the one who is truth and is love, so that his spirit can remain in us and convict us and empower us and transform us. And I'm going to give you a breakdown here. If you like little logical progressions, here it is. Here's how it all works. If we remain in it, well, you'll start believing it. You'll believe in it because it'll make sense. It'll resonate. If we believe in it, will submit to it, try to stop us, because it makes sense. It is the only thing that makes sense in an otherwise insane world. And if we submit to it, we'll act on it. Cannot, because it makes sense. And if we act on it, we'll see the fruit of it. He's the writer-director. You're the actor. So act. Act on it. Do you wish that you had a closer working relationship with your writer-director? Don't confuse wishing with wanting. I wish I could play the piano. I really do. I don't want it enough to, you know, practice or set goals or even dabble. I really don't want it enough to do that. But I still wish I could. That would be fun if there was piano magic. If you really want to get closer to your writer-director, then you'll have to take action and direction and get into his scripts. We'll just call scripture scripts today for the theme. Into his scripts to learn your part and your role. If you only wish to get closer, you won't. I mean, I'm not condemning, it's just the way it is. In fact, anytime conviction comes calling, and we ignore it or reject it or wish it away, another layer of callous, thin layer of callous builds over our heart until it's just ironclad. The more we ignore, the more calloused our heart. It's like we hear his voice. We know during the day, we all encounter things we know we should do or should say or shouldn't say or shouldn't do. So how do we make ourselves want to do what we don't want to do, but we know it's right? Three simple steps. Admit it. That's a big one. Just admit it to yourself. And then confess it to God, maybe to other people. And then surrender it. You say, yeah, but that's not magic. I'll just do it again. Well, then there's three more steps to follow. Admit it again, confess it again, and surrender it again. And then if you just do it again, there's three more steps to follow. You follow those steps, it will eventually conquer whatever the sin is. It often, we're talking film business here, it often takes several takes to really nail our character. That's normal. Takes several takes before it takes. Just don't sit in your sin all alone and by yourself and try to wish it away. Because an actor not taking action cannot be directed. I like the old analogy, a bicycle not moving is falling over. This isn't a sit-in, you're not a stand-in, you are the star. That's what Daniel's angel says you can be. Should be. You know by how far most believers miss living in the power of God's kingdom? You've probably heard that old 18-inch thing from head to heart. This isn't that. No. How far most believers miss living in the power of the kingdom? One foot. It is the 1 foot we keep in the world. We are drawn into the word in order to be drawn out of the world. But here's the irony. The truth frees us so that we can engage the world. This is the stage, and you're on it. Perfect love is what you'll find. But you got to own it. You got to know it. Perfect love will direct you and drive you to be sincerely, deliberately vulnerable to this horrible world. They can be really mean and cruel, and that's what we protect ourselves. Well, you know what? His perfect love, as you see it and grow into it, it will direct you to be sincerely, deliberately vulnerable in regard to the flawed, fearful fiasco that you know that you are. Because we all know that we are. And that's what we try to hide, and his perfect love will bring that out. That's what we all are alone together. Okay, we're going to go back about 37 years here because I was on my own, by myself, on the 20th Century Fox lot, had an opportunity there, and back in my college days. And I decided to check out the Love Boat. Y'all remember the Love Boat? Love Boat? Okay, well, that was filming at the time. And they went on a break, and I thought, I'm going to go check out the Love Boat. So I went in there. There's nobody in there. And I'm just walking around on the deck of the Love Boat. It was so massively unimpressive up close. It was so filthy, so dirty, so fake, so depressing. And the world is like that. It's all show. It's all show. Those lights come on, and you don't realize. This world is a giant love boat cruising the vacuous outer darkness of space, and most people looking in all the wrong places. I'm going to tell you an analogy. I've used it once before. I really like it. It is so true, and it fits here with this world seen as a love boat going through the dark. Everyone gets to choose their role, passenger, crew member, or captain. You get to decide who you're going to be, what you're going to be. You want to settle for being an extra? No, don't. Choose to be extra special. Be a character actor. Be the star. Your choice determines how you relate to others, passenger, crew member, or captain. Do you think Jesus acted like an entitled passenger? Or do you think he acted like an amiable crew member? Or do you think Jesus walked to this earth like a confident, compassionate, courageous captain? Be the captain. You get to choose. You're on the stage. You have a cloud of witnesses. Be the star. This is your ship. Look outside your doors. Those are your passengers. You taking care of them? Be the truest thing on this showmanship. You be the truest thing. You be the thing that grounds everyone around you. You be the anchor. Now I'm mixing metaphors now. Stride the deck, greet your passengers, inspire your crew, strengthen, encourage, and comfort. Be the captain, take action, be the star. That is your part. That is your role. And that is your created purpose. You're in this alone, but we all are together. Years ago, this has a deep meaning for me, because years ago I saw this, it was a little article written about being the captain, and I adapted it to this and thought, oh boy, this is for me. And I want to start seeing the world like that. So I put a little note in my car in the mirror, and everywhere I went, I'd get out of the car, I'd look at the parking lot or wherever, and I'd go, it's the deck of a ship, and I'm the captain. And I'd walk in a store, it's the deck of the ship, and I'm the captain, I'm the captain. It changed how I related to people in an incredible way. It really taught me a lot. And so I was practicing telling myself this. I was at a pharmacy in a big grocery store and watching this mother with this sick baby at the pharmacy being mistreated by a very stressed cashier, and everything was wrong and the prescriptions were mixed up and they didn't know how to fix it. And then the guy from the back came out and he was upset and angry, and everyone was upset. And this poor mother was taking the brunt of it. It was just hard, sharp responses to her. And she never lost her cool, and she kept her calm. And when they were done, I mean, it was really horrible. And I'm watching this going, oh my gosh, she's going to cry. She's going to cry. No, she's not crying. Okay, she's making it. And they get done, and she says, well, thank you, I appreciate it. And the pharmacist just turns around and storms back, and the gal at the cash register goes, yeah, right. And the mom went off, and I thought, oh my. So she left. I got my stuff. I went and got some groceries. I was heading out to the car. And here's this thought going through my head. You're the captain. You're gonna let that happen on your ship? Yes. Yes. Who's the captain? Oh, I'm not the captain. What am I supposed to do? Who's the captain? Who's the captain? She's long gone. It's just, who's the captain? It's a big store. Who's the captain? Oh, heavens. So, okay, I'll stroll the deck. So I'll do one take. I'll just walk up the aisles, and there she is, shopping with her sick baby. Now what do I do? Who's the captain? Oh, I'm the captain. So I walked up to her, And I'm just, you know, oh, I'm going to be a weirdo. Like Wayne. Well, that's such a great story. I'm so proud of you for that. Well, she's sitting there shopping with her baby. And I said, this is what came out anyway. I didn't know what I was going to say. I went up and said, excuse me. And she recognized that I had been there. And I said, I saw, you know, what happened back there. And I just wanted to say how proud I am of you. Really proud. My voice starts doing this. She just starts sobbing instantly. It's just the dam breaks. And I said, oh, I didn't want to make you cry. She went, no. I said, oh. And then she just is saying words that aren't real sentences about being a bad mother and sick baby and not knowing what to do. And then I'm crying. I'm just sobbing, standing there. And I'm saying something about God gives you strength and I'll pray for you. I'll pray for your baby and I'll pray for you. And the Lord loves you. And I just, and left before she would think I've overstayed my welcome. It's like, okay, I just wanted to say that. Just really proud of you. And you know, God bless you. And I walked out. I hit that parking lot, and I'm going, who's the captain? I'm the captain. Who's the captain? I'm the captain, baby. I am the captain of this ship. This is my, anybody else need help? It's so stupidly simple, and it's so terrifying to do. Be the captain. Be the captain. Care for your passengers, encourage your crew. Wear the uniform of compassion, kindness, humility, and love. Be the captain. Encourage, strengthen, comfort. If you don't, who will? There are no extras in this crew. It is all hands on deck and action. Let's pray. Father God, we adore you and worship you and thank you for the significance that can only be found in your infinite love. Holy Spirit, inspire us to get our eyes off everyone else's story and empower us to take action, direction, step into the role you've created for us. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We thank you. We dedicate ourselves to remain in you, submit to you in order to become like you. And everybody said, amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.